Steel back minnow.
Well, what's the difference in these?
Well, a shiner is a minnow that's light in color, and in fact, he's right almost white. Yeah. And he gets a little larger than a steelback. A steelback minnow is dark on top of his back, and he's faster moving. He lives in real cold water, and he'll last longer as bait than a shiner. Shiner will die pretty quick, especially if a fish ever hits him one time. He's a gone. Uh-huh. He's a gone.
What about a cherub? Do you ever
now, a cherub is another type of minnow. He's a little heavier and shaped a little different. He's a little bigger around than the other two minnows.
Okay. What about the thing that a spider weaves to catch insects in?
A spider web.
Okay. Do you use the same term for it if you saw it indoors as you did outdoors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spider web, either place.
The things that a tree sends down in the ground to get water in?
The roots.
Okay. What is the kind of tree that sugar is made from?
The sugar maple.
Okay. And if you had a whole bunch of these sugar maples, what would you call that?
Well, you usually speak of it as a maple grove, I imagine.
Okay.
And the eastern states, they, of course, do it on a commercial basis.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of trees do you have in this community?
Well, we have the walnut, the hickory, the pecan, the chestnut. Now, there was a blight that killed the chestnut a long time, but now they're back and getting in good shape. There's a hackberry, there's a mulberry, there's a walnut tree, bodock, as we call it.
What's a bodock?
Bodock is sort of a big old yellow, the inside of it is sort of a yellow color. The tree itself is sort of yellow, the inside of it. And I believe this bodock is the one that's a hedge apple I'm thinking about. There is a hedge apple tree that has big balls called hedge apples on it, and it's similar to this bodock tree. And let me see. Of course, there's a good many hickory. The hickory tree, of course, is very common. And there's a mulberry tree. And I guess that's the principal ones. We of course cedar. We have a lot of cedar, and of course a lot of pine, too, which is good. They use both of those in manufacturing.
What kind of a tree would you get? Cherries off of.
Well, of course, that'd be a cherry tree.
Do you know what sumac is, or do you ever hear it called anything else?
Sumac. I know the word. I can't think of it just for the minute. Can't identify it with what you're talking about.
Some people call it, it's a kind of a vine. Some people call it shoemake. It's sometimes it's a poisonous vine that makes you break out a little bit. But, of course, there's other types.
Well, now, it's not a tree, it's a vine.
Well, I don't know whether it's a bush or a vine or really, I think it's more like a bush.
I was thinking maybe a bush. I'm not too familiar with that particular.
Okay, what about the vine that makes you break out when you touch it?
Poison ivy.
Okay.
Sometimes referred to as poison oak.
It's the same?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might tell a child if he brought some berries in and you didn't know what they were, you might say, well, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
Okay. What kinds of edible berries do you have around here?
Well, of course, we have strawberries and mulberries. They're edible. And
hackberry
a while ago is not... not really too good to eat. We used to use them as kids to shoot them out of a little gun that was under air pressure, and they were good for that.